Hello there, Anchor. It's your girl, Sharice. Listen, I just wanted to touch base and kind of let you all know some of the exciting things going on in my world. I've been kind of out of pocket with Anchor for a while, and going into September, I want to touch down and touch base a little bit more often. So my journey professionally, career-wise, continues to evolve, as I'm sure it does for most of us, unless you're retired. And then, you know, it's just another game that you've got going on. But you know that my deepest heart's desire is to do full-time entrepreneurship. I am not, as was revealed in my prayer time over the summer, I am not yet positioned or quite ready for full-time entrepreneurship. And that was a hard thing to come to terms with. But I was seeking the Lord during the time that, between the time that I resigned and obtained the full-time work that I have now, I was like, God, I was marketing really heavy, and I was just going. And I kept seeking God in my prayer time, and I heard, you know, a resounding, no, not yet. You're not ready yet. And, you know, without telling you all the details of what went on in my prayer time, my prayer closet time, I had to come to terms with that and accept it and deal with it. But I want to say this, the full-time position that God led me to is literally right around the corner. It is like a 10-minute walk, a 2-minute drive from the job that I resigned from in May. And I just can't believe it. It just has such a sense of humor. So I passed my old job to get to my new job, and right in the middle are the Tailored For You, my business offices, where I do my workshops, seminars, and see my coaching clients. So it's all just very funny. But I want to say this, the people and the place that I work, the people that I work with and the place that I work within, talk about a healthy culture. You know, someone revealed to me that their department is not quite that great. And, you know, I was saddened to hear that and sorry to hear that. And I think that's probably, you know, it's the truth anywhere and everywhere. There's some people that think it's the best place in the world. Other people who are like, it's not that great. For instance, when I left the library last June after 14 years, the young lady that came into it was a perfect fit for her. It was a perfect homecoming. She had been in our department before and returned. You know, and ironically, the boss that I had, he said that he would hire her back, and he did. And so it just depends on who you ask. Some people love their jobs, and you can have someone in the same department or in the same building hate their job. So it's a matter of you finding the right fit. If I can't do full-time entrepreneurship, I have found a position as a trainer, back into what I was doing at the library, but just totally different, but still in the field of training, interacting with people, preparing, you know, training for them, facilitating training. And I love it. I love my manager. I think she's awesome. I love her manager. I think she's awesome. Woman power, girl power, you know, whatever you want to call it. Just completely loving it. It's sensational. I mean, I'm just having a really good time. And so I just want to let you all know that that's what's going on career-wise. I am gearing up to do some things, new things with Tailored For You and its Happier Life division, which focuses more so on your health the health of your mind, of your body, and your relationships and finances. So I'm gearing up to do some new things with that. Tailored For You, I've been doing the summer seminar series. That's been great. My mom's been working with me on that. So it's been wonderful. And I'm just grateful to God for every blessing. Grateful. Today was kind of a strange morning because I got good sleep, and then I woke up, and you know, by the time it was time to go to work, I wanted to go back to bed. So it was kind of a hard thing, but I made it through the day, and it wasn't hard. It was a pretty good go of it. And so just wanted to stop in and let everybody know that things are going well, and that I hope things are going well for you too. All right, until next time. Bye-bye.